The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to The Big Show. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have an awful lot of news to get to. You've heard what Aaron was just reporting about the shooting at Alki. That's one of many violent attacks in our region just in the last day or so. And wait till you hear the information that we have on a killer in our city. We'll get you that in just a moment. We're also keeping a very close eye on what's happening politically, as we are now officially 1 week from Election Day, although you can get your ballots in right now. I'm working on mine right after the show today. I know which way I'm voting on everything, and I'm going to get mine in. I'm going to get it to a Dropbox. I talked about this yesterday. I'm not putting it in the mail. I'm going to get in a Dropbox. I'm going to see if King County Elections counts my vote well before next Tuesday, because the one thing I do not want to see is an election that drags out for 1 or 2 weeks and races that are overturned as King County finally gets its votes counted way later than everybody else. That has been an absolute joke. And as I was talking about yesterday, going back to 2004, it literally stole a gubernatorial election in our state. So King County's got to get their votes counted as quickly as possible. I'll do my part. I'm going to put it not in the mail, but in a ballot drop box. Hopefully they'll get it picked up and counted. I'm going to track it. I'm going to monitor it. But we should all be careful to not let King County drag this thing out for 1 or 2. Oh, we found a few more. Oh, look over there. There's a box with a few more ballots that we just found. Oh, we got ballots over here now, too. Can't have that. And King County Elections has been one of the slowest in the country. And sometimes their late count turns around races that appeared to be going in the other direction. So get your ballot in early and make it count, for crying out loud. All right, so we will keep an eye. We'll have the latest on what's going on between Tiffany Smiley and Patty Murray. More and more sites are calling this a toss-up now, which is just a miraculous turn of events for Tiffany Smiley, but it's still going to be tough. She's still a long shot. As I said, we'll be following all of this throughout the afternoon. Very busy day. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I told you so.
There was a horrible murder in the Georgetown neighborhood over the weekend. A 53-year-old man and a 55-year-old woman. The woman had just become a grandmother for the first time, and they were brutally attacked and murdered by a man named John Williams. Now, I've obtained the charging documents for John Williams, and this is an absolute outrage that he was walking around free this last weekend. He had gotten out of jail just 2 days earlier because the Democrats in Olympia are so soft on crime that they refuse to have sentencing standards for criminals like John Williams that have any teeth in them at all. But this is going to be a really interesting test. Today, tomorrow, because we are waiting to hear. I'm not going to hold my breath because I don't look good when my face is blue. But let's see if Jay Inslee makes a statement. Because just last night, drive-by shooting at Alki, 2 people at Harborview, a woman in serious condition. We had 2 people murdered in Georgetown neighborhood in Seattle over the weekend. At the Lowe's store in Auburn at 2:30 this morning, 2 people were shot. I'll tell you in just a moment about a brutal rape and robbery in Kirkland. We're waiting to get details on those suspects. But here's what I want to know. When a man in San Francisco was attacked on Friday morning, Jay Inslee came out. Jay Inslee issued a statement Jay Inslee called on politicians to denounce what had happened down in San Francisco. Jay Inslee thought that politicians in Washington State were somehow responsible for an 82-year-old man getting attacked in his home down in San Francisco on Friday.
Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, Joe Kent, they're enabling this election denial, which foments this violence. When these candidates are asked point blank, was Joe Biden fairly elected, they refuse to answer. And yet, they go around allowing and enabling these doubts about the fairness of our election to spring and to grow.
It's an absolute lie. But Jay Inslee really cares about this 82-year-old man down in San Francisco. So much so that he had to call out Joe Kent and Matt Larkin and Tiffany Smiley. It was their fault that a illegal alien, Green Party, drug addict who lived in a trailer with BLM and pride flags out front. Somehow, it was the fault of three Republicans running for office in Washington State. Has Jay Inslee issued any statement about the two people shot at Alki last night? Has anybody heard Jay Inslee talk about the murder of the two people in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood? Has Jay Inslee said anything about the brutal rape and robbery in Kirkland over the weekend? Oh, no, no, no. He doesn't care about Washingtonians. He cares about an 82-year-old man in San Francisco a billion times more. And why? Well, because this man is married to a Democrat congresswoman. His life is far more valuable in the eyes of Jay Inslee than the lives of all of the people in Jay Inslee's state. And what we're seeing is a shocking level of disdain for crime and for people in Washington. Why isn't Jay Inslee calling out all of the Democrats in Olympia who have been soft on crime? Why isn't Jay Inslee calling out all of the judges who keep releasing these criminals? Why hasn't he issued a statement? Why hasn't he run in front of a microphone like he did for Paul Pelosi and said something, anything, for the two people laying in Harborview, shot at Alki? For the two people laying in a morgue, murdered in Georgetown? For the two people in the hospital, shot this morning in Auburn? Why doesn't he have anything to say about that? Why doesn't he call out the politicians and the judges responsible for that? Is it because the first name he would have to say is, I'm calling out Jay Inslee for your shocking aiding and abetting of record criminal violence in Washington State? Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to hold my breath on this one. The murder in Georgetown is particularly infuriating. Channel 4, ComoNews.com, talked about the suspect in this case, John Marcel Williams.
Williams has been charged and released a number of times for misdemeanor harassment, assault, even rape. King County prosecutors say they tried to get him held on attempted rape, but the case was never referred to them. King County prosecutors also say when Williams was first in court for those assault charges, they requested high bails and even a judge agreed, but the case was later downgraded to misdemeanor court.
Okay, let me tell you about this cat, John Marcel Williams, who murdered the two people in the Georgetown neighborhood this weekend. Again, a 53-year-old man, a 55-year-old woman who had just become a grandma for the first time. John Williams, on July 19th, police got a call about black male slapping, I'm writing from the court documents, slapping and pushing a female. He threatened to shoot, no gun seen. The caller gave the description of the suspect, as I just said, 5'10", black male, light blue jacket, navy blue jeans, purple backpack. The victim was described as a black female, 22 years old, 5'10", light complexion. They gave an update that the female and the suspect were walking on Stewart Street. There was an update to the call as well that the man threatened to shoot one of the callers. As police arrived, one saw the man matching the description walking west. When they got up to him, he said that the man had his hands in his pockets. He told him that he was being stopped. He was not free to leave. The man tried to walk away. The cop grabbed both of his arms. And felt while he was grabbing John Williams that he was wearing a ballistic vest and had been threatening people with a gun. Then John Williams, he told the woman that earlier that day, he had thrown her down. He lives in a small house for the homeless because we're housing first in our region. And she told police that earlier that day, he started to hit her with a belt. He tried to take her clothes off to rape her. He would not let her leave. She fought back. Eventually, he gave up. She thought it was best for her to stay in the tiny home because she was scared that if she didn't, he'd try to attack her again. When she woke up, she tried to get out of the tiny home without him noticing, but he did. Then she stated that he punched her in the face twice, threw her against a car. He said he was going to pop her, murder her. He said he had a gun. And then, after all of this, John Williams, he also went to the Pike Place Market, to a cafe there, and was fighting people there, punched two of them. So this is a man who has long criminal history, suspected of rape. In one of the cases, in this case, he hit a woman with a belt. He tried to take her clothes off. He beat people randomly at a cafe near Pike Place Market. So what was the punishment for John Williams? Well, they put him in jail for time already served. And by the time Friday rolled around, 3 days ago, they said, yeah, almost 2 months. That's all you need. We hope you've learned your lesson. So then he gets out and, according to police, is the main suspect in this double murder up on in the Georgetown neighborhood. He had just gotten out of jail on Friday. Where's Jay Inslee's presser? Where is he calling out the judges, calling out the system, calling out the Democrats in Olympia? Nothing, not a word. Because he doesn't care about Washingtonians who are victims of crime, because he knows that his party is responsible for all the crime here. So he's trying to pin San Francisco attack on three people running for office in Washington State. It is the most bizarre, sick thing you would ever see from a non-leader. Jay Inslee is not a leader. A governor's supposed to be a leader. But he's just playing games now. He just doesn't care. Let me tell you what happened in Kirkland. In Jay Inslee's Kirkland. Two men have been charged for an armed robbery and rape of a woman. Now, I told you, I think suburban women are going to turn around this upcoming election because they know that what happens in Seattle has very long coattails. Two men went into a home in Kirkland. They both pulled guns on the woman who lived in the home. They've been caught, but listen to what these guys did. 23-year-old Boubacar Touré and 19-year-old Mohamed Cisse. They entered the home just after 1 a.m., just 3 days ago, and aimed their guns at the woman who lived there. One of the guys put the barrel of the gun to the woman's head. The other guy pressed the barrel into her chest. The victim feared she would surely be killed, according to court documents, but she was most concerned for her family members. They were asleep just a few rooms away in her home. Touré and Cissé demanded money. They took her phone, credit cards, her cash. But before they left, the woman told police that Touré raped her at gunpoint. The pair was caught several hours later. One's been charged with first-degree rape and first-degree robbery. Cissé, Mohamed Cissé, was charged with first-degree robbery. Again, where's the Jay Inslee press conference? Where is he calling out the soft-on-crime Democrats? Do you not care that a woman is raped at gunpoint in Kirkland? You care more about an 82-year-old man in San Francisco? That deserves a press conference? But the people shot at Alki, in Auburn, in Georgetown. Woman raped at gunpoint. You have nothing to say about any of them. It's despicable. Jay Inslee has morphed into a despicable governor. A governor is supposed to be a leader of his state. And he doesn't care what's happening right under his own nose. Oh, first I've heard about it. Oh, there's crime here. Oh, we'll have to look into that. Despicable. Absolutely despicable. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
And in fact, less than an hour ago, five sheriffs from around our state, they called out the fake tough-on-crime Democrats in Olympia who, in a bid to get reelected, say that they care about the police when their actions have been nothing but disdain for the cops. I'm going to talk to one of those sheriffs about the reason they called this press conference today. That is coming up right after we check the news as we get rolling here on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Dory Monson Show. Well, as you know, law and order, crime, those are along with the economy, the biggest issues in the election where ballots are due 1 week from today. About an hour ago, several sheriffs all around the state had a press conference because they're upset with how cops are being used by some lawmakers who are very clearly anti-cop. Let me welcome to the show from Chelan County, their sheriff, Brian Burnett, joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Sheriff, always good to talk to you.
Absolutely, Dory. Thanks for having me on.
Did you ever think about changing your first name or take the nickname Sonny? It'd be very cool to be Sonny Burnett.
No, I hadn't really thought of that, but I'll give it some thought here over the next a month or two.
Yeah. Just think about that. It might be a real good branding thing for you.
Yeah, looking for a new career, maybe, right?
Yeah, you can get that black convertible and drive around in that Chelan sun. Okay, so an hour ago, you and several of your colleagues called a press conference. As I understand it, you're upset that there are a bunch of legislators running for election or re-election who claim they are pro-cop when they are not. I mean, is that the essence of this?
Yeah, unfortunately, what it appears to be is you got a bunch of chameleons. And what I mean by that is does their message change what their audience is or the time of day that they need to have a message that's beneficial to them? And that's what it appears here. It's like, listen, if law enforcement and public safety truly is the utmost importance to you, as a legislator, then show us in something other than a mailer that's going out a week or two before elections when the ballots are dropping. Let's talk about it when it's really important. And what they showed us over the last couple of years doesn't prove to what their mailers say.
Well, I've talked a lot about Kim Schreier, who's running in the 8th District, which reaches up toward Chelan County there, but much of the east side here. And she has been running commercials about a police ride-along that she did, but meanwhile, she's taken tens of thousands of dollars from defund the police organizations. And the fact that our state has fewer cops per capita than any state in the country is clearly tied to the dramatic rise in murder and crime in our state. So that would be one example at a national federal job for Congress where somebody is running commercials saying that they do ride-alongs when their actions and the money that they accept are from defund the police groups.
Well, they need to catch a ride-along on an airplane and go down and tour the southern border to Mexico, because that's not what they're doing. I met with Schreier with a group of people to talk about the border concerns. We tried to get a meeting with Senator Murray, and she would not meet with us. All we got was her staffers. And I had people that representing the entire state of Washington, and even deeper than that, subject matter experts from the DEA, border crisis. But yet, Patty Murray doesn't have the time to meet with us. And that's concerning, because what we want them to do is focus on what their lane is. Stay in their lane. Doing ride-alongs with police officers, I'm sorry, isn't going to do anything if you can't secure the border and stop the fentanyl, and give us some state legislation that helps us, our police officers, do their job and enforce crime. That's what we want to do. And it's the only way we can do to secure our own neighborhoods and keep our communities safe.
Well, it's all theater for these guys. On Friday afternoon, Jay Inslee called a press conference, and he blamed Tiffany Smiley and Joe Kent, who's become a really good friend of my radio show, and Matt Larkin. He blamed them for the attack on Paul Pelosi in San Francisco. I mean, it was an illegal alien who carried out the attack. It was a mentally ill Green Party nudist BLM pride flag flying guy. And our politicians just immediately, Jay Inslee doesn't care about our southern border. He doesn't care about the fentanyl that is streaming into Washington, but he couldn't wait to blame three politicians for the attack on the husband of a congresswoman in San Francisco. He doesn't seem to care when mentally ill people attack people in our state. So, I mean, it's all theater to them, and I'm getting really sick and tired of it.
Well, I'm not going to second guess any of it. I'm not there to do the investigation, but this is the thing that always irritates me, is Monday morning quarterbacks, and the information's barely in the hands of the investigating agencies, and let them do their job and do it without interference. And then let the media, hopefully try to give the information that's reporting of true and accurate, right? The facts. And that's what we want to do, is allow our law enforcement agencies to do the investigation, and find out, you know, especially when we're talking about, home invasions and deadly assaults and stuff like that. But Dory, you know this as much as I do, is there's an underlying tone here. It's like, why do we have the increased criminal behavior and dangerous criminal behavior, you know, the uptick in homicides and dangerous crimes and rapes and different things like that. And obviously the dangerous drugs, they're tied to the change in these policies that happened and affected us from the southern border to the legislative changes here in Washington state. Everything came together and multiple factors there. So we can talk about our U.S. senators, our U.S. congresspersons, and then our state legislators, is to hold them accountable. And yeah. All of a sudden they're pro police. But they weren't pro police just several months ago when they were changing these policies.
Well, the number one architect of much of this crime and death and destruction is Jesse Johnson, a Democrat in Olympia who's not running for re-election, but he was behind many of these laws that have handcuffed the police, that made it impossible for you to do chases in many cases. He and I got into it a little bit on Twitter last weekend because I said just that. I said nobody's responsible for more crime and death and destruction. And he said, I give him way too much credit, he said. But I don't. We see that in July of 2021, when his laws went into effect, that's when you saw a dramatic increase in murders, in car thefts, in all kinds of crimes in our state. And for him to suggest that he's not inextricably tied to all of this is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know, Dory. I would say that all along we've been trying to give Representative Johnson credit for this. I mean, I'm giving him full credit for what he's done. He's the sponsor of these two bills that did the most damage. And then he's almost laughing in our face, saying that we're the problem, that the police is the problem. No, No. Law enforcement has always wanted to try to do, again, we're out to save lives, not kill people. And he's telling it that we're just upset because we got to shift our culture so we can't go around killing people. That's offensive. And that's what these sheriffs are upset about. And I can tell you this, I would say that the majority, if not all of the sheriffs, feel this exact same way, whether or not they're emboldened enough to speak out. And we are. Obviously, the sheriffs here, we've got, you know, Sheriff Knezovich has never been afraid to speak his mind, and he's obviously retiring. I'm running again this year. I have a campaign. My message does not change to the audience that I'm speaking with. Now, I always told people that maybe your delivery changes a little bit, but the base core of your message should always be the same, and that's where my message is always the same. We were telling this before they passed the legislation, when they were trying to write this in and pass it out of and get it onto the floor for a vote, and then we were testifying against this, and we're going to continue saying that, hey, you've got to make some changes, but I'll give him full credit, but he's not one to own up to what with the damage that they've.
Jesse Johnson's not running for re-election. So when you guys had this press conference an hour ago, did you name names of the legislators who claim to be pro-police when all of their actions are the exact opposite?
I think what we're trying to do here is we're trying to call out those specifically that said, listen, if you're trying to say that you're pro-police, you need to put your actions in front. Words don't mean anything without action. And your actions are what we saw here in the last two legislative sessions. And now all of a sudden you're pro-police, but that doesn't go anywhere until you come into this next legislative session. Certainly anybody that's not going to be, whether they're running for re-election or whether they win that re-election, is we want to see this in January. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's not just see it in the advertisement for your mailers going to the homes as the ballots are dropping and you want their vote. Let's prove it on the when you're in the trenches and in the war. Let's come together and let's do some things that's right for our state and protecting the lives and what I call our quality of life.
Well, and maybe you guys can't name names because you're sheriffs and you're nonpartisan, but I can honestly say that all of these destructive bills passed on a straight party line vote. Democrats voted for them. Jay Inslee signed the bill. And if people want to get back to some semblance of law and order in our state, that alone, just knowing which party is anti-cop, will get us a long ways towards getting some law and order back in this state. Well, I appreciate you and your colleagues speaking out about this, Sheriff. And it's going to be interesting 7 days from now to see how things shake out here.
Yeah, and Dory, listen, we want people in these political positions, in these offices that will do the best for our home, our homes, our backyard. Don't tie our hands. Give us tools that are going to help us do our job and fight crime.
There you go. That's all we should be asking for as constituents too. All right, Sheriff, I appreciate it. Sheriff Brian Burnett in Chelan County, he and colleagues with a press conference just an hour ago saying that they're sick and tired of all these legislators who claim to be pro-police just so they can get a vote when all of their actions are anti-cop. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Let's get to the very latest on the Senate race here in Washington, which could determine the balance of power in the Senate for the nation, because Tiffany Smiley is still showing signs that she could pull off a tremendous upset. It still would be an upset to defeat a five-term, 30-year incumbent like Patty Murray. But for the first time, 538.com, Nate Silver's website, where he uses pretty decent statistical analysis. He blew it in 2016. He struggled a bit in 2020. But he had before and after that, he's been pretty good. Last week, he had the Democrats at a 54% chance of retaining control of the Senate. And then, day by day, we started to see this momentum surging across America. You know, it started with John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, obviously severely cognitively disabled by the stroke that he had. And then they started to get polls after that, and Dr. Oz started surging in Pennsylvania. Everybody thought that J.D. Vance, the novelist, couldn't possibly pull off an upset in Ohio against a Democrat congressman trying to get to the Senate, Ryan. And J.D. Vance is ahead. Herschel Walker in Georgia is ahead. And now Tiffany Smiley in the Trafalgar poll that came out here in Washington yesterday is just 1 point away from Patty Murphy. So what happened is last Tuesday, 538 said Democrats had a 54% chance. Wednesday was 53. Thursday, 52. Friday's 50. Every day, Republicans gained an extra chance at taking control. And then over the weekend, it went 50-50. For the first time. And this afternoon, I can tell you that for the first time, they now project that the Republicans are going to win the Senate. And Tiffany Smiley having a shot against Patty Murray is a reason for that. They're both making their closing arguments. Patty Murray, what do you got to say for yourself after 30 years?
Sometimes it's okay to procrastinate. Washing the car, going for a run, taking out the trash. But it's not okay to put off voting. A woman's right to an abortion is under attack. You've got your ballot. Now it's time to vote.
That's all she talks about. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Tiffany Smiley, I think this is her last ad.
Scotty has never seen our children.
A price I was honored to pay.
Today, too many families are having to sacrifice, and I fear we are losing our country. Life is unaffordable, and our communities less safe.
We need change. That's why my hero, Tiffany Smiley, is running for Senate.
I won't stop fighting until we leave our children in America worth giving their eyesight for.
You got this.
With your help, we will. I'm Tiffany Smiley, and I approve this message.
So she talks about the economy, which is talking about your family's finances, about what inflation is doing. She's talking about crime and how safe are the streets for your children when they go out to play. It's just amazing the stark difference in the messages. Crime, inflation, the economy versus abortion, 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 which is a completely made-up issue in Washington State. Nothing is going to change anytime in the foreseeable future with abortions being legal in Washington State. But it's a completely made-up issue that Joe Biden's handlers started pushing out across the country, and that's all every Democrat is talking about, while the Republicans are talking about things that actually matter. The economy, the southern border, the fentanyl that's pouring. I got a story for you on the fentanyl that's pouring in as we continue cruising through the afternoon. But it's just a much more compelling message. And I don't know if it's enough for Tiffany Smiley to pull off an upset, but I do know that nationwide, it is a message that is winning. And it's winning in what looks like will be a landslide 1 week from today. Okay, we're going to check the news for you here. And then I am going to tell you about this fentanyl bust made in our state, necessary because of Jay Inslee's support of Joe Biden's open borders and his sanctuary state. Wait till you hear the numbers next here on the Dory Monson Show.